Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex SuperLube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for SuperLube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find SuperLube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's visit a little bit about livestock futures here this morning. And, well, the cattle futures ended up with a pretty nice day yesterday.
They sure did, Dave. It was quite a session of trading for the cattle complexes. Early trade was mixed. We turned positive, and this led to triple-digit gains on the close. A technical buying and a very strong midday beef price help support this market, as boxed beef was up $3.5 to $4.5 at midday yesterday. Now, the feeder cattle were unable to trade above last Friday's highs, but the live cattle did, except for the April live cattle contract. Now, choice box beef yesterday at the end of the day was $3.54 higher. Select boxes up $4.09 on a total movement of 107 lows as the second day of big upside in box beef prices. But as we've seen price go up, load movement has slowed down. Daily cattle slaughter, 113,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 19 cents. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, $1.42 higher. April feeder cattle, $2.22 higher. April lean hogs down a nickel.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment. It's the 17th annual Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Friday, March 18th at Pollard Farms. The sale starts at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch. That's 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features 100 home-raised service-age Angus bulls, spring 2014 to spring 2015 bulls, many E.T. Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, contact Pollard Farms at 580-758-1464 or go to the website at www.pollardfarms.com. All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about grain futures now this morning, and why don't you kind of recap just how those grains played out yesterday?
Well, Dave, the trading Tuesday was mostly lower for the grain and the soybean complex, and only the corn and soybean oil futures were able to pull off a slightly positive close yesterday. Now, yesterday's action makes you wonder if the grain and the soybeans are getting price toppy and due for another pullback. We did see Egypt tender for wheat yesterday afternoon, and trading overnight has been lower in very light volume. May KC wheat at the moment down 0.75 cents. May corn's down 1.75 cents. May soybeans trading down 0.75 cents. May cotton is 66 points lower this morning. April crude oil, 76 cents higher. The June dollar index is 18 cents higher. And June Dow Jones futures holding 4 points lower.
Now, Tom, for folks who might be interested in commodities trading, how can they get more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. You have a great day, and we'll check in with you, well, this afternoon, as a matter of fact, and that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.